Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Friday, April 26, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Turco Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just sent a text message out. If you would like it as well, I can forward it to you. Jim in Sheboygan. Randy, please send me the address to donate to Smallenberg. I'll donate $100 as well. Thank you, Jim. Greatly appreciate that. What you do is you simply make your check out to Todd Smallenberg. That's S-M-A-L-E-N-Berg, B-E-R-G, for state rep. He has a P.O. Box 614 in Alpena, Michigan. And the zip code is 49707. Again, if you would like that information forwarded to you by text message, just text me, Todd. And you can mail him a check directly to Todd Smallenberg for state rep. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. One thing that caught my eye and a couple of your eyes last night, as I was sent this by about 18 people. I had posted it on my Twitter X account. Kind of an interesting situation going on with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, as a candidate, when I filed on April the 11th, again, I'm withdrawing from the race as a Democrat for the 104th House District right after the show today. They gave me a piece of paper as a candidate. You get your affidavit of identity down in Lansing because you're running for multiple counties. You have to do it at the Bureau of Elections. And they gave me an affidavit of identity. They gave me a campaign finance filing obligations, deadlines as to when you have to create your committee, when you have to open up your organization online with the state Bureau of Elections. But they also gave me another new form that I'd never seen before. And on the bottom, it's referenced as PFD GDE-1, finished, revised, January 31st of this year, 2024. This is roughly, not even, what, 3 months ago. Personal financial disclosure filing obligations. Starting in April 2024, certain state-level office holders and candidates, parentheses, filers, that's what I am, I filed, going to be withdrawing from the race at 1 o'clock today, will be required to publicly disclose certain personal financial information in accordance with the changes passed by the voters in Proposal 1 of 2022. Remember Proposal 1? That was the extension of term limits. Previously, you could only serve 3 2-year terms in the House for 6 years, 2 4-year terms in the Senate. That would be for 8. That's it. Dave Ajima served 6 years. Pat Kobeck served 8. They're done. Well, that wasn't good enough for the Chamber of Commerce. That wasn't good enough for certain early morning talk show hosts that have the Chamber of Commerce as a main sponsor. They, Rich Studley, the CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, quote-unquote retired, dedicated all of his time to make sure Proposal 1 passed in 2022. Special interest groups, certain lobbying organizations, see, they want to be able to put their hooks into these politicians that get elected, like Ken Borton, others around the state of Michigan. They want to get their hooks into them early, and they want those hooks in them for 12 years, not six in the House or eight in the Senate, but 12 full years. As a trade-off, they dangled this little carrot in front of us called personal financial disclosure by all the elected officials, office holders, and candidates running for elected office. The current office holders and candidates for the following state-level positions: governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, a state senator, or a state representative. Information required to be disclosed: your current employers, your spouse's employment and lobbying information, earned and unearned income that you file on your income taxes, all of your property and other assets, any real property that you own, any real estate, your home, vacant land, a deer cabin, an investment property, Airbnbs, whatever, and all your other assets, included and not limited to bank accounts, securities, investments, blind trusts, employment agreements with companies and others, lobbyist interactions, interests with any state contracts, positions in organizations, and any liabilities that you have. That would be your loans. Account access via an electronic filing system for personal financial disclosure is under development by the Bureau of Elections. Each filer will be required to obtain a State of Michigan MI login username and password to access the system. Filers cannot use their state employee MI login. For more information and to obtain your MI login, please visit the MI login website. Well, I filed on April the 11th, and it said I had until May 15th as a candidate, not currently an elected official, but as a candidate, I had to file this information by May 15th. So I brought this home and I showed it, of course, to my accountant, bookkeeper, college-educated business administration person, and she went online or attempted to go online to the MI login website, milogin.gov. The website was crashed. Why? Because all of the currently serving office holders had to file on or before April 15th, which was just 11 days ago, 4 days after I filed for the 104th as a Democrat on April the 11th. So as I got back from Lansing on April 11th that night, after doing the show, I drove to Lansing 3 hours, filed the papers, turned around, came back, stopped at Wendy's and Cadillac, had a nice meal, even a Frosty, came home and showed Vicky this form. She immediately went to the website and it was crashed. This is on April the 11th. Because all of these people, 110 state representatives, 38 state senators, attorney general, secretary of state, lieutenant governor, and the governor of the state of Michigan, 152 people had to file these documents by April 15th. That was their deadline. Now, if you look at the calendar, April 15th was a Monday. They're not in Lansing. When I got there at 3:30 on April the 11th, Thursday, they were already heading home for the weekend. So what did they do? Is it have a top priority before the weekend started? Their wonderful Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, three-day weekends they get? They were all online trying to file these documents. One of the elected officials on this list, the very top elected office at the state level, is governor. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who happens to be an attorney, who signed the actual law into effect, implementing the personal financial disclosure filing obligations statute that was triggered as a result of Proposal 1 of 2022. There's only one problem. You can pass it on the ballot by the people, but now you have to have statute to implement the constitutional change caused by Proposal 1. So, what does Governor Gretchen Whitmer do, being an attorney? And the governor of the state of Michigan, who had the Democrats in control to vote for this particular set of bills required to implement Proposal 1. You following me? You're connecting the dots? Well, guess what? They put some loopholes in the law that nobody realized was in there. Oh, yeah, one person knew what was in there. The Democrats, and especially the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Gretchen Whitmer's first financial disclosure spotlights major loophole in Michigan law. Surprise, surprise, surprise. She gets her Democrats in the House and her Democrats in the Senate to pass personal financial disclosure filing obligation law. And then made sure that the loophole was in there, kind of a carve out, almost specifically for her, the lieutenant governor, the secretary of state, and the attorney general, so that they could do certain things to obfuscate the law they passed and she signed in the law. I'm going to tell you all about it next segment. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. The storms and power outages are coming. Don't wait. Buy a Generac generator by May 7th and you'll get a free 7-year warranty. Your generator will power your house for years to come for pennies a day. Now available 100% financing with no money down. Call 989-306-3656. That's 989-306-3656. Don't be sitting in the dark saying, I wish I called Rich.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one. We're going to talk about Governor Gretchen Whitmer's little loophole in the next hour, the third hour. We're joined now on the road. Rich Foley from Generac is on the road reporting in for duty. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. We're super busy over here with our promotion where you get a 7-year warranty for additional warranty for free. And people
absolutely
are really taking advantage of it right now.
Well, you know, one thing that when you mentioned it on the show last week, I had like four people text me and they said, how much was that 7-year warranty worth? And I'm like, dude, talk to Rich. Give him a call, 989-306-3656. Talk to Rich about it. And I know you sold a unit in Charlevoix and you have some appointments in the area. You're going to be out visiting with folks this upcoming week.
Yes, I'll be up in Sheboygan on Monday or Tuesday. So if you want to see me in Sheboygan, make sure you call me today.
Yeah, get you on the calendar. Now, that value, again, that 7-year extended warranty, absolutely free. What is the retail value of that, Rich?
If you were to have to pay for it, it'd be $775.
Very good. And this is bumper to bumper is what I like to call it. It takes care of everything on the Generac unit.
Yes.
Now, in that question, I had one person ask me specifically, what type of maintenance is required on these units? Because it is a 7-year extended warranty, is there some things that Generac recommends that must be done to these units to maintain them?
Well, there's nothing that a homeowner does. We come out and do a yearly maintenance on every unit, and it basically checking the oil, you know, just like, the Generac is an engine. So, you know, we're going to service it, check the batteries, everything like that.
Okay, very good. So everybody knows that they don't have to do anything. You guys come and do this as a service.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Last question I have for you that I got, I don't know, maybe you've had some others, but they were very concerned about brownouts. They're hearing all kinds of stories that we're not going to have enough power in the electric grid this summer, especially, that because of the low input of power into the grid where they've shut down certain coal plants. They've taken out some hydro dams. As you know, even the nuclear powered plant there in Palisades, that's still offline. We're looking at a hot and humid summer. People are saying air conditioning and running utilities and all the things that they do is going to cause brownouts. Explain that process. If in the fact that a brownout occurs where people don't completely lose their power, but there's not enough power to run their entire home, how does the Generac system work in that situation?
Well, in 30 seconds that your power goes off at your house, or dips below useful limits, the Generex automatically turns on, and it runs, giving you full power for your house, because we don't do anything but whole house generators. And so in 30 seconds, your house is back to normal. You never notice a single beat. It's just wonderful. Then it runs until the power comes back from the power company at 100%. For 5 minutes past that time that the Generex senses power coming back from the power company, then it switches back over to the power company's power. This is all automatic. There's nothing you have to do.
So basically, once that power comes back on, the Generac actually monitors it for 5 minutes to make sure it's back to full capacity and it's not in a brownout situation. It's fully restored.
Correct.
And then it shuts off and switches back to the electric company. So basically, you're not going to end up double charge or double electrification of your circuit breaker panel.
Right. And it's all automatic, but Randy, people are going to be without power, whether it's this week or next week. I had a customer last week that was out of power for 4 days, and they called me and said, "I want a unit, Rich, right now." On the fourth day, they were tired of camping in their own house.
Yeah. Now let me ask you on that point. If people contact you, you come out and do a visit, you look at their system, you look at the house, you basically decide this is the unit you need, this is the pricing on it. How long does it take to actually get it installed?
Well, one I just sold yesterday is going to be installed on the 16th of May. So we're not too far out right now. But as power goes out more and we get more and more orders,
right,
you know, that's obviously going to go out. So you want to, if you're going to get one, you want to take advantage of the promotion right now. Call me right today at 989-306-3656. And not only will you get a 7-year warranty, but you're going to get front of the list of installs.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, sir, very good. Greatly appreciate that. Again, if you'd like that information, just text me, Rich, and I'll text you back a clickable, dialable link. You can call him and text him as well. And, again, he'll be in the Sheboygan area on Monday and Tuesday, so give him a call today and get on his visitation list. Rich, we greatly appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a wonderful and blessed weekend.
You too, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's it for the first hour. We're going to get Gretchen Whitmer's little loophole scam in the third hour. Pastor Chatfield is going to be up next with our Bible lesson. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, natural.